Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I know of you from TikTok. I've seen you on the Stephen Owen show and stuff. So I was like,
do you know what it was exactly 2 years a day it was released?
To this date? What's the chances he had?
Exactly a couple of coincidences happened in here,
haven't they? Exactly 2 years and then I'm on something else. Fucking the Miller, fucking that talks for herself, don't
it? I says to him, it was weirdly enough, because I said to him the other day in London, we were strong through, and I went, I was like, see, one beer I love is Miller, but you never really get the receipt console of it anymore. And then, as you whipped out the Miller, what the fuck?
I love it, yeah. Fucking, it's such a good.
Great, man.
It is, I actually do, like, loads of people don't like it, but I like it.
We were all camping up the Moor Mountains, and fucking, everybody had split the next day, and there was a couple of us that stayed. So we were just swell scattered everywhere, and we were just fame bottles of Miller in the middle of fucking bushes. Not one, yeah. I was like, fuck, it's up there the game. No.
What?
People won't be expecting this one, you know what I mean?
I shared my live a couple of times. Like, I'm actually surprised people haven't got some hit. Well, where are we going to start here?
We'll do the intro after, or do you want to do it now?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special episode of the Working Class Podcast. We are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon at the top of the White Rock Road, best sunbed facility in the WAC. Get up here and check this place out. Dude, you'll not be disappointed. And we are proudly sponsored by the best competition page on the planet. Someone coming to tell me otherwise. Our Kings, absolute legends. Get on there, check out their competitions. You've got 50p for Lamborghinis, you've got houses, PlayStations, holidays, you name it, they've got it.
If you want a wee liquor, go get yourself one.
Proudly sponsored by.
I've been off a drink. I've been off a drink. Burnsie's come in more tired, so I have to join him, mate. It's nice to have you on.
No problem, mate.
Special guest Burnsie in the house.
See,
today,
to be honest, this is actually alcohol free.
Is it?
No.
Yeah, I don't think Miller have an alcohol free version. I just had to think about that.
I seen Corona 00 yesterday. It was the first time I seen them. Didn't know it on there.
But see, the thing is, we're alcohol free drinks. See, if you drink enough of them, you think you're fucking getting drunk.
Oh, I done it with a Guinness 00s before doing a gig, and I went into a bar. Mom was like, are you sure this is the zero ones you're giving me here? It's a placebo. I was in Mickey D's running about as if it was fucking black. Woke up the next morning, felt hungover, and there was no swell.
So, Burnsie, where are you away to next week? You were saying you were.
Not next week,
tomorrow?
So TikTok HQ.
Is that where the big dogs are?
Big man's on
the
up.
Well, I don't know about the big dogs. Like, I wouldn't call myself a big dog. I'd call myself a...
You're a grinder.
Just a normal person.
Yeah.
Just a normal person. That's it.
Putting in the graft
and getting the results back.
That's it, mate. I do think within the last couple of... Just took over the last couple of weeks, mate. You're really just fucking... You're all over my For You page on TikTok, mate. You're fucking... You're on... News articles, you're fucking everywhere, mate. Everywhere.
No, I don't know what. All publicity is good publicity. Exactly. As we say. And don't know who the fucking haters. Fuck you. Fuck you.
All the trolls.
Fuck you.
See, like, one thing about you. Like, you're fucking some sad of balls, aren't you, mate? Like, see, like, I know you don't do that. You were saying there off camera, you don't do theirs no more, but...
Oh.
Some of them doors you done, mate, you're a mad cunt. Ask him, fuck, he's some sort of balls. Like,
it's not even that. I was representing Belfast and Northern Ireland, right?
You have to stand up.
At the end of the day, you have to fucking stand your ground.
Yeah.
We're fucking tough. We're from fucking Belfast.
Yeah, we're not snowflakes.
We're not fucking snowflakes.
Yeah.
The one eye, the paint, mate, that's fucking mad as fuck. Was that proper paint you put in your wall?
It's fucking gloss.
Justin's fucking
black paint. Jesus. I painted my fucking hall stores and pantomime stores, like. Jesus Christ,
kid.
I fucking bounced straight up in the shower. Just fucking shit stayed there, sorry.
That was all the paint all stuck to the bottom of the shot.
Fucking stuck. Trust me.
We'll put it up here. If
anybody hasn't seen it.
Do you care if we put it up? Like,
I couldn't give a fuck about anything.
See, the wee girl you're wrong with, she's drinking out of her toilet.
Is that, well, fuck's sake, that's easy.
Yeah, is that
the clean, was it clean toilet or what? Like, was it the same flush or was it?
I don't know. I it was actually Big Smoke's toilet, so Big Who Smoke, knows? Did you flush a chain?
Is that his girl? Is that his girl or something, is it?
No, it's not his girl. It's not his girl.
I'm a shady company.
Me and Gavin, she's going on to do an old fucking, an old door one, I think. I don't know why.
So
I've always done my dirt. See, going back to school, somebody got double dirt. No, it used to get me. No balls. No balls. You go, what? Who's no balls? I'll fucking do it.
Here, see, as a man, you've only got two things, right? Your balls and your fucking wardrobe.
100%.
Right? And see, people, all these fucking trolls. Like I say, fuck yous. Fuck
trolls, everyone gets... See, if you're doing something good, mate, you're going to get trolled. There's just people that
aren't going to give a fuck.
There's wee fucking people out there that just get a kick off the end on their fake accounts, but
community ball bag.
No, I was getting one mate, community ball bag. Like, I take it when I like it. I like it. I might make up my bow community ball bag.
Like, see, at the end of the day, I live in the middle of Belfast, Tate's Avenue. I'm not a fucking hard man to find, so see if anyone's looking at me. Call them a fucking door.
I guarantee nobody's ever probably called their door.
Call them a fucking door. The people, call them a door and fucking they'll see what happens.
All the people that go on the tech, see the people, most of the people that have the most to say on TikTok. They've never been involved in a conflict. They've never been punched in the face. They've never had any confrontation. All looking, they think it's all right to just sit and talk about people and there's no consequences. But realistically, if you grew up the way we grew up, you live in the street. People, if you had a problem with somebody, you addressed it. Do you know what I mean? That doesn't happen.
That was my problem, mate. I'm used to fucking prison. I've done 8 years in prison, mate. See, if you've got a problem with someone, you fucking sort it out. See, on TikTok, I used to bait. Right? This team has came of mods and they protect me.
Yeah.
And big up every fucking single one of you because I fucking love you.
Are they from here?
They're from here. Every single one of them's from here.
And so what's that? Someone trying just write shit, they'll just get rid of them, block them?
Block them straight away.
That's what I say. Loads of people say mute them, but I would rather block them, mate, because if they're going to write shit on one of your lives, they're going to do it again.
I call it the leavers list. You're never getting fucking back on.
Ah. Uh-huh.
When you're blocked, you're blocked.
You don't be on much for the ones from here, like you be on.
I'm on with a lot of fucking big creators, and this is just like one of them to be sure and shit. And I just want to be here.
Special message here.
Big up the Working Class Podcast, man, for giving Burnsy an opportunity to come onto the podcast and share his story. There's a lot of people like myself and others out here trying to support Burnsy. And we've all got his back. I've only known Burns for a month and a half. We all have a past. And it is what it is. It's not about the past. It's about the future and what you're going to change and the person you're going to become. And Burns is proving to everybody that, obviously, he's got a good platform. He's doing well. And there's a lot of haters and jealousy people out there. But Burns is going to keep doing his thing. He's going to prove everybody wrong. And the thing is, you know you're doing well when you've got loads of haters, and that's what it comes down 100%. To. People are just jealous. And now Burnsy keeps doing his thing. Like I said, we've all got a past. But big up the Working Class Podcast for obviously giving him an opportunity.
He's a boy. I'm not big enough.
That's a shit game.
Aria for Burnsy.
Shit guy, we love you.
And wishing him the best.
Big up.
So here, like, obviously, you probably haven't even thought about it, but so is there a next step, or are you just going to still just keep grinding and keep doing what you're doing? Like, obviously, like, you're fucking...
Strike while the iron's hot.
You're making bags, mate, so, like, there's no point even... Is there even anything to do? Like, I would
just keep doing
making
what you're
more fucking people's businesses, mate, in fucking very, very, very short period of time. It's madness.
But you see, at the end of the day, I'm not doing it for the money, mate. I'm doing it for the peace of mind. And everyone keeps on bringing up my past, right? But everything I've ever fucking done, I've held my hands held heavy, right? Took ownership and my fucking responsibility, right? See, at the end of the day, see if people keep on bringing it up, that's not my problem, that's your fucking problem. So, fuck you.
So what?
Fuck the trolls.
What one, like, what were you in say, for everyone to say, but there's, I know you can't say some things, but if there is, you were in for three times, or was it all one stretch?
Well, I've done 8 years all year.
Right.
Couple of serious assaults. Raddest behaviour.
There was a news article with a hammer in the Roy, was that you?
No, do you know what happened, right? What happened was, I got a new house, right?
Was that actually was that you? I just clicked on that. I thought that was something else.
I don't know this one, so
I got the new house, my head was going, I'm diagnosed with paranoid, so it's just schizophrenia, ADHD. And see when you fucking combine them two, like, it's fucking get burnt, eh?
Yeah.
Wait, but what happened was I was building a new wardrobe, right? Bang, bang, bang. And I put the hammer in my bag. Then someone brought me the reward, the mental health team. Have you any weapons inside? I just give her my bag. I actually Johnny forgot I had a hammer. The next thing, string of police, armed response, get in the fucking ground.
Oh, so is that all what happened?
It was just an old miscommunication.
We were getting slated for it there and you didn't do nothing.
But that's the way the media portrays people.
Trust me, see if I fucking fought it in the street of Belfast, I'd get 3 months.
Oh, Jesus, mate.
That's true, but
the people can paint you out to be a certain way, and then even if you didn't do that there, people still look at you as that certain way someone painted you out to be just because it was the first thing they fucking kind of heard or they've read, you know what I mean?
Right, see me, what you see is what you get. See if I don't like you, I'm not fucking talking to you, right? See if I like you, you're going to be my best mate.
That's a fair way to put it, don't worry.
So you've got out of jail, like, was TikTok live a hang, like, when you were in jail?
I didn't even know what TikTok was.
Nah,
I downloaded, stuck a few gym videos on, and then everyone was sitting saying, you're the one from the Stephen Owen show.
Oh, I seen you were lifting the water bottles. You use them as dumbbells, you not to have dumbbells. They'll not give you a dumbbell in the cell, no.
No, not
probably
the
be a gym, though, wouldn't
there? I went to that gym, right, so every leader is a kilogram.
Right.
So that's the way I worked out in the pillowcase, and I just trained every single night.
Using them while you're out of the gym, you're already in your room, you're still fucking, you're keeping your body active, you're still doing something.
See, in prison, you can do two things, right? Go in and take drugs, or train like fuck, yep. And change your fucking life.
Just getting stuck and taking drugs. And people are saying there's more drugs in the fucking jail than there is there. I'm like,
I'm not commenting on it.
Steve Nolan.
No face, no case.
Yeah, Bernie. See that Stephen Nolan show? Like, what way did he go about that? Did they come up to the wing and say, did they say here, Annie's want to do an interview? Or did he just come in and go, does you want to talk? What way did he approach you?
Well, he was on the wing, and I was walking down, right? And the governor's trying to shuffle me on. You know, like, don't speak to him.
Yeah.
And then Steve says, all right, big lad, can I interview? The governor just looked at me and said, you fucking better say no. And he says, all right. Go ahead.
Just a second.
Did you have the bird? No. Was that you?
Did I have a what?
The bird? Or was someone? Did someone have
what,
a budgie?
In prison?
Oh, like a budgie,
someone had a budgie?
I
can remember what's
name. No, I thought you were on a. I swear to God.
Alex,
I'm not going to rush.
You were saying you're in that. You've done a bit of military service too.
I was in Afghanistan for 4 years. So it was
fuck.
Four years.
Right? Hank, fuck with a press and all, because here the last couple of days. We were getting fucked in the last couple of weeks. Oh, you're two bastards. You're not getting no Protestants. So I was like, fuck, well, happy days now.
No Protestants.
We're multicultural.
Fucking Northern Ireland.
No, man.
And fucking go.
And I'm sitting my salty tap. So, do you know what I mean?
Multicultural.
Do you know what I mean? Here, yeah. Fucking.
Cross community podcast.
Yes.
Yes.
People will be on interested. What in the watchy?
Whenever I was in prison, I'd done two serious assaults on two prisoners, right? I scalded one of them, right?
While we're boiling like a kettle of water.
Fucking bucket of boiling water.
Jesus.
Of sugar, right?
I would be hating, like,
Jesus. But I do have to say, he was a paedophile.
I respect that, mate.
And then,
hats off to yourself, man.
And then,
fucking boil a cunt.
I gave Norwon 16 stitches down the face. Hit him with a rolling pin in the kitchen.
Did he? Why?
So what they done with, they isolated me in the black, segregation for 9 fucking months.
What's that mean?
Jesus, that's a fucking.
In the black.
That's the same amount. The fucking
chains. Is that like a wee...
The hole. Whatever you want to call it.
How long were you in there for?
9 months.
Fuck me, that would make your head
go
wet.
Your head would go in there, all right. You end up fucking hallucinating.
Hallucinating? The only thing I had human contact was ringing my mum.
What do you do to pass time?
What do you do? What do you do to fucking keep your haze in when you're like that?
Well, you're like the yard.
Oh, so you get to walk about a wee bit.
And it's got its own personal gym.
Sweet.
So I was just training.
Try train all day. Every day.
And then shooting out the windows to my mate.
You would.
Big shout out to James E. Smith, one of my good mates.
I seen them shouting out to Steam.
I'm blurry.
They were shouting out, Steam, you can't. Steam, you can't do your. Do a handstand, you fat fuck. We're not allowed to say what's going
on. We bumped into the fucking your best mate Agnew out there. Oh, on the lane.
Don't even go. Are you just made up or is, nah, what's the crack?
Well, we video called each other. We've parted the hatchet.
Well, we'll happy day.
But Agnew, if you're watching, if you're in England, I'm in England tomorrow. Come and meet me for a coffee. It must be a fucking lonely leave. Traveling for 18 months.
By yourself. Oh, I couldn't do it. I was away for a week. I was with him. I fucking thought my head was
gone. You miss your family, don't you, out there? Well, no, you'd be like, fuck.
Fuck's the guy. I went to Mad One last weekend. Went down to Dublin. And I said, I dang, I'll fucking kill you, right? So then, I get the post from London. No, not London. From Dublin, the Holyhead, right? Holyhead to Chester. Chester to Liverpool, right?
Fuck, right? So I'm traveling.
And I was thinking, how can I get over to Amsterdam? You know what I mean?
You can go from France, is it? Or something, no?
I didn't have a passport, know what I was going to do. Did see one of them lawyers, I was going to go underneath the axle or something.
Seriously?
That's what I was drunk like, fucking edibles.
Jesus Christ.
The wolf and Shed said they're going to repost it.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Papers fucking put, don't like to put it up, but they says they had one up saying you were making thousands while in hospital. See, my mum and dad, mate, they run up my street. I haven't even found it, like, being in my mum's house, and there's fucking, like, news cameras are running up the street. Like, fucking drone cameras in your faces go through the worst thing any human could ever go through, and they're constantly run over fucking my camera. They've no hearts at all.
Nope.
See anyone that can do that? They're fucking ball bags.
Well, I think the reason why the Sunday Leaf doesn't, report on me because they done a story and I actually sent the reporter a message sitting saying you don't need your legs to work behind a desk. Yeah, I sit down that day, what a kid. Sunday spoof, I see you in court. End of.
Is that the Sunday Word? Are they
Belfast based? Belfast
based. Just like clickbait for just bullshit people click on because they think it's true and it's just to get them to click in the story.
Why not put a fucking story about a fucking sex offender?
Yeah.
Getting a fucking suspended sentence.
Kids that's went missing or fucking anything, you know what I mean? They just want to...
How about you fucking spend an hour with me and then turn around and call me a fucking thug?
I'm raising I couldn't get a swabbies, but we could get one again eventually.
We'll get us a proper swab to get sometime.
110%.
Are you going to move to England or are you just going over for like just a wee while? Or?
No, I actually got my hole last night, so fucking I'll be back. I'm back in Wednesday,
yeah.
Here, saying no names.
Anything you'd want to do. Obviously, do you think TikTok's here for the foreseeable future or do you think... I don't know, the way MLA's work, mate, I don't know.
TikTok is not going to last forever, right? It's not going to last forever, right? But instead of fucking calling people a beggar on TikTok, right? I see it as a job, right? It's a job. I put the fucking hours in, right? I'm not asking for gifts. People selling me gifts. See, over in England, who calls anyone's beggars?
It's not a thing in England.
It's fucking jealousy over here.
Yeah.
It's... fucking complete jealousy.
Somebody's not making a few quid and then they see you making a few quid and then all of a sudden here they're bigger just because you didn't get it. That's all it is. Do you know what I mean?
There's literally people make TikTok pages and it's just down like they just their content is recording people's lives and then like they upload it on their page and just try and like
it's not original. Degrade
a person on like it's
just hate
there's
fun.
Loads of pages out there that do it. There's just like basically record your life and then upload it as their video. You're like,
yeah, I'd just like to say once again, fuck a trolls. Like I said, I'm not a hard man to find. I live in Belfast, right? Tate's Avenue. I'm not even going to say my address.
No, don't say your
address. If you want my address, just pay me. Just pay me, it's not a problem.
He gave us his address there, so You can trust us with your address.
Yep.
But here, so you're getting recognised and all now because you're obviously all over fucking TikTok.
Fuck's sake, I went to Liverpool and fucking people asked me some selfies.
Serious?
Swear to God, I'd say fucking JD.
It's mad the way that works, isn't it? Like,
yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Would you wouldn't touch the TikTok shop and I'm seeing other people make it
to TikTok shop, for fuck's sake. I don't do shopping. I go on the town for shopping.
No, but know the way, like, people... says commission at the bottom of their video, and they're trying to sell you like the biggest sort of shake, and like people, they make some sort of commission off that. Is that not something you do? That's
something I wouldn't be interested in. No.
Nah.
I've got my platform. I've got my community. I've got my mods, who I fucking trust. I'm big up my mods. I fucking love every single one of these.
What did Agnew lose his account for? Did he had like 150,000 followers or something?
He actually lost his account when he was on with me.
Did he?
Yeah.
So, I thought you'd get banned from a live, like from going live, and then
they put a ban on your account.
I didn't think that was the same thing, but was he banned for going for being on live?
I don't know, but I wish no fucking badness in Agnew, and I hope you do well, right? I like seeing people do well, right?
It seems like he is doing well, to be fair. Like,
fuck him.
Seems like he's fucking...
And do you know what? Last week, I was about to bite his nose off. See, this week, I'd shake his hand.
Where is he originally from? I think he's
Lisbon or something.
Because he's not like a Belfast accent. He's like a wee bit more... Not snobby, but posher.
He's not a strong Belfast.
No. He's a fucking strong accent of Belfast with a big belly.
Like anyone, when you meet them, they give you a bit of time. Like,
do you know what? Like I say, is Agnew, you do your own thing. I do my own thing. End off. The hatchet is buried.
Fair play, lads.
The hatchet's buried.
Because there's no point sitting talking about all people being dicks online and then not having the same attitude when it comes to somebody else. So it's good to be able to say, listen, it's all good. Because see, realistically, at the end of the day, you know yourself, it is all just bollocks on TikTok when it comes to real life. Nobody's going to say the same shit that they're saying to you behind a keyboard and not behind a screen that they are in real life. So
100%. Like I said, I'm used to prison, mate. See, if someone says something to you in prison, you're fucking sorting it out there, then. But see, on TikTok, you can't stick your hand down a screen and fucking go like that.
People do say.
And trolls, do you know what it's like? It's like, do you ever take a shit and won't flush? It just keeps on coming back up. That's what they're like.
That's a good analogy.
Jesus fucking. Or, I was going to say a dirty tampon, like, but I'm getting a bit too rude here.
So is that what you normally drink? Miller in?
Miller. Aye, Miller.
I'm a Miller fan. Like, I do. It was funny you coming in, Ryan, because me and Liam were talking about, we don't really see Miller no more the other day.
Literally, hadn't seen. Saying to Gavin, I'm not a big beer drinker, but one beer I do like is Miller, and he was going, we were like, it just reminds me of being a kid or something. I used to always see people with a bottle of Miller, now you don't really see most people drinking as well, and then Burnsy rocks in with a load of Miller. What's the chances, like, you know what I mean?
Look, at the end of the day, what I could, you're doing a podcast, I've been off a drink a week.
I'm having
a couple of beer.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers,
everybody's entitled to a fucking couple of beer.
They go home and then TikTok HQ and all.
Oh, what?
Meeting the Wolf, the Shit Gang, the biggest TikTokers in the UK, right? So who else in Northern Ireland's doing that?
Where is it?
Four Lindsay Street.
What?
Four Lindsay Street.
Is it London?
London, no.
What time is the flight in the morning?
7:05.
Early bells.
My dad's picked me up at 20 to 5.
Is City Airport or International?
City.
Well, and we had to go because we had to check a bag and we went last week.
Well, I've seen the state of me.
He went to the kneecap. He was doing a kneecap after party and fucking he hadn't slept. And then the taxi picked us up.
I was still lit. No sleep.
Flight was the alarm clock.
They brought us to the airport 4 hours early. We couldn't even check our bags in. We were sitting there like a fucking scarecrow.
Madness.
And then we went up the order of fry. Remember the fucking wing thing trying to serve us for the fry? Yes, sweet man. Here's
the fucking wing thing. That's a new one.
If you're watching this, my man, you were a bit of a...
His boss had to come out there and all that. So he charged you 17 quid. He says he's no change. And then you give him more.
I ordered a drink to make it up to
20 pounds.
Yeah.
But when you ordered, it was over... It was over £20.
£5.
He still didn't have change. And then I says, mate, listen, this is your fault. Like, this is not his fault. He doesn't have the right change. This is you.
Oh,
I says, you need to give him, let him off that then.
I'm looking
the food. So he went into his boss. And then that's what happened. Three man is buzzing, his boss came out.
And he goes, you're on the wrong pill.
You're on the wrong pill. That's the pill's not working. Go on the app one. And then, man, I ordered a fucking Guinness of him. Fucking give me a heart. Was it a heart?
A heart over in England?
No, it was in the airport.
But he ordered a Guinness, the same fella. He ordered his Guinness off him and he gave him a heart. And then I turn around and goes, hungover, big man.
Oh, and your mum, that's him every fucking day.
That's him every day. I mean, fuck, I wouldn't like to work with that boy. Seeing our thing too, I'm sick of fucking going down to a nice coffee place. You're paying the same price for a coffee as for a pint these days, $5.50 for a nice coffee. Oh, like, I'm sick of getting in and they're making me shit coffees. I'm ordering it. You order coconut milk, vanilla. It's not hard to remember, and they're fucking can't me shit. The season past couple of days, I've got a shit coffee and it's doing my bollocks.
That's why you should have a coffee.
Here, I'll tell you one thing, fucking. See, last time I was in London, right? I get there at 3 o'clock in the morning, right? To go to Belfast, London, and Glasgow by 12 o'clock. I said, they're fucking on.
Did you get it? Did you do it?
I got the fucking Gatwick and missed the fucking...
The next one?
Scottish wing. Don't know what I said. I'm over in London, may as well enjoy myself, right?
100%.
In the fucking section underneath the Mental Health Act. For fucking 4 weeks.
Hard to get you over.
Well, there might be a criminal investigation about this, but I don't want to talk about
it. 100%.
But, they put me in a fucking hospital.
And then they don't let you out until they fucking...
You had your phone, didn't you? Cause,
I had about 3 fucking phones. I mean, you see, at the end of the day, what happened was, how I got out of this place, right? So, people would have seen this, right? So, I was trusted to go 4:15 minutes a day. Absolutely right.
The fucking
yep.
That mental health.
Yep, place. And I had to go back. Doors locked. Back in right. The doctors told me they're increasing it to 30 minutes, and they're going to give me 2 hours on a Saturday, so I'm going to do a bit of shopping.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to go into London. Eh? Never been on it. Right? Just going to do it on a Saturday. What the doctors do? Fuck off home early on a Friday, right? I had 1 more 15 minutes left. I had my power banks, had my phones. I says, I'm way out for a smoke here. Fuck's sake, I end up in a fucking club off my fucking head, right? Off my head. No, just on drink, right? Yeah. Just on drink, right? So when next thing, it must be 6 o'clock in the morning, right? The police would look at me. But there must be about 2 million. 2 million people in London. How the fuck am I meant to find me? For fuck's sake.
So I
landed back. See one of them bigs?
The wee lane bigs.
The wee Uber bigs, the Atlantic ones.
Right, so next thing I'm fucking blacked. I go over the fucking handlebars, right? I'm like, fucking hell. Jesus. That's what I said, right? So I land in, right? Oh, bang the door. It's Burnsy. James, open the door, right? Open our door. What do I do? Bring the fucking... Bike straight in, right?
Did you bring it to back in the hotel?
To the hotel? To the fucking mental hospital?
They're like, oh, you don't even belong here, big man.
And this is what I said to the doctors, right? I said, I'm going to keep on doing this. Because, you know what? I'm enjoying myself. And this is like a free hotel to me.
Oh, you're on your holidays? You may as well fucking make the most of it.
Fucking free hotel. No, they're done. On sex with me.
You let you out?
Let me out next day.
They had these accents thinking you're fucking crazy, and then when you actually do the craziest thing, they go, fuck it, we'll let him out.
No, they had me section because they said it was a danger to the public, right?
Right.
So what I said to them was, I'm at a nightclub, I've done this, blah, blah, blah. No police reports, I haven't done them. I'm not a danger to the public no more.
Yeah, you proved to them, man, that you were sweet kind of thing.
I had to prove to disapprove. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think you're just an honest man, and you're like, where most people would probably lie to you, doctor, you just tell them the truth. Most people are.
What you see with me is what you get.
Yeah.
Like, I don't talk shit. I'm too transparent.
Sometimes in those situations, it's probably best off just to tell a wee lie. Like, but as it says, if you just tell the truth, they're just looking at any reason to fucking do that. But we and we're a couple of, like, I'm sure you're looking around, you're going, yeah, I don't belong.
I'm not
here.
As bad as fuck.
But put this way, there was another street and they put me in the Brixton, right? They had these Tommy Hilfiger glasses and they broke. Right, and I was doing my fucking head, and I was like, I spent so much money on this, right?
Yeah.
So I go back to that place I got it from, right? So they give me a gift card, right? Next thing, I said to the nurse, I says, there's a wee gift card for you. I'm not allowed to accept things. I said, fucking take it. So she took it, right? She was working that night, right?
And is this in that mental health?
Aye, so next thing she says, I need to breathalyzer test. I says, no problem. I says, what about that gift card? Right? So she says, there's a breathalyzer. Come back to me in 10 minutes. I can't blow it. So I got there, so man, he must have been fucking like, a mental fucking guy. And I said, blow that. Right? Next thing I walk up back up, I says, I'm not drunk. That's why I'm telling you the truth.
You proved that they believed.
See the stories I can tell you. I remember getting out of prison in 2018, right? I was in the block end again, so what was fuck's sake. The screw said to me, where are you going? I said, I'm gonna go over to Liverpool. So end up back in a Dublin, right? Eight this week or Calvin Klein, fucking you call it killing, and this week or 10 out of 10, right? Next thing I was like, holy shit, they got hurt, right? So I got the still on me, right?
Oh, as you
right?
do.
As you do, right? Next thing I say is, here's what, how are you getting to Liverpool? I said, what do you mean? She says, are you getting anything? She says, I'm driving. Bounce in.
Fuck, happy
so days. I go to the hotel. Next thing, she stays for 5 nights, right? So my phone fucked up, right? Right? See the way you press number 9? I rang someone, right? Saying no names, this could be anyone.
Right.
But I rang someone. What's happening? Where are you? I'm in Belfast. Oh, right. Put the phone down, right? The hotel receptionist rang me. Hello, such and such is on the phone. Would you like a phone call? Right. So I put the phone down. I just bail. What did they do? What did they do? Ring Merseyside Police. Got me arrested.
That's weird.
What did they say to get you arrested?
It's a breach bail.
Because they knew you were in Liverpool.
Such and such hotel.
That's weird.
So they brought me to Birkenhead Police Station. And what he gets... Got to escort it back and then I'll back my cover.
They escort you back on the boat? Or on the flight?
Put it this way, right? This time last year, right? I went to Liverpool, right? I've done something I shouldn't have done. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Next thing. I try and...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Getting a boat in a Holyhead, right? Someone rang him because I was on TikTok Live.
There's touts.
So they bring me to a police station in Wales, right? I don't know the Welts. I do love the Welts, but there's a lot of fucking sheep over it. Right?
Sheep-shaggers too.
Sheep-shaggers, right? So I'm in the fucking police station, right? Right? PSA and I drove from Belfast to the docks. The car ran the whole way down the Wales. They clacked me.
Jesus Christ. How many was there?
There was two cars. There was 8 police.
What a waste of taxpayer money. Like,
no, man.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, they must have got a wee fucking trip to England. Oh, fucking.
Aye, they're going fuck like a wee day.
They know what they said to me. They know what they said to me. And they know why I fucking kick off for the police, right? You can have as many smokes as you want. And plus, we'll get you a McDonald's.
Dirty bastard.
And the turn around me says, if we do that, will you not kick off? I says, nope. And I'm a man of my word. See if I can go and do something.
You do something.
Go and do something, right? So I didn't kick off. Next thing, ended back on my cover. You know what I mean?
That's so you weren't on TikTok at this point, no? The cops wanted to.
You've had a few trials and tribulations, let's say.
Oh, fuck. You could say it. You could say it. You could say it.
You're starting to see your rewards. You're reaping the rewards.
See a knife, right? Like I said, you've only got your board and your balls, right?
Yep.
Like, see all your trolls, all my trolls. I'm not a hard man to find. I live in Tate's Avenue. Right, you can always message me. I'll give you my address. I couldn't give two fucking slam fucks. Right, I'll tell you one thing. See if you call my door, be prepared.
Do you not?
Good luck to whoever's called.
None of them.
Good luck.
I don't know what you call them, but the ones that do the lives. Do you not from here? Do you not get on with any of them? Like, would you just not?
Well, it's not that I don't get on with them. It's, I think there's a lot of jealousy. A lot of jealousy because I ain't doing well.
You do get that. Belfast, one of your places. People like to see you do well, but not better than them.
No, I think Northern Ireland TikTok is the most toxic place you'll ever get, right? And then you get someone bringing their name and there's something to get more views.
Yeah.
See, me, I just don't. I've got the people I go on live with. I've got my mods. I've got everyone, right?
Yeah.
But I battle the English. I'm in with the English, right? You heard that? They've got my fucking pack.
Yep, I'll share again.
You know what I mean? Shared, Wolf, the lad, got my fucking pack. I'm going over tomorrow to see them all.
But will you just go for a beer tomorrow, Burnsy?
Go for a beer? I'll go for a goofy beer.
Oh,
a goofy beer.
Show Emmons a good time.
What way does it work? See, we're like a universe. Like, I know someone's told me they're £500 to buy. See, out of that, like, someone that's spent £500, how much of that do you actually get?
I don't talk about finances.
No, I will, but no, like, not even do you, but like, how much does on a TikTok account? Because I heard they take 70%. Is that the way it works?
Aye, but you'd probably, out of the universe, you'd probably get about 170, 180.
Is that what it is? Mm. But it would cost you like 500 to sand one.
Aye.
That's what I mean. Aye. Which is
TikTok's still raking in the dough, regardless of who else is raking in the dough. They're making fucking
110%.
They're making all sorts. That's their business, you know what I mean? The way you're saying it's, this is our business, that's it.
110%.
Theirs is the 10%. The proper one. Like,
TikTok lives is something I never really could get into.
We done one when we were away and we were fucking.
But we didn't do a
bar half cut.
We didn't do a bar. We just don't have
the laugh. See, at the end of the day, you have your platform. I have my platform, mate.
Yeah.
You have to accept responsibility for that platform, mate. Right? So see if you're gonna act like a knob.
Yeah.
You're gonna fucking lose it. I near lost my platform last weekend whenever I went over to Liverpool. But people fucking stoop by me.
So see if loads of people just report your page, can it just get took off you? Is that the way it works?
You need to do something wrong, don't you? Well,
put it this way, I remember for what I was saying, see, it's ever me and Shades came number one or two in the thing. I think it's Shade, and I really hope it is Shade. But I'm in his agency, so I'm protected.
Yep. So what happens when you go over? What are they giving you an award, or they want to meet you? What's
I've been told, I'm getting an award.
Well deserved.
And this isn't coming out to Tuesday, so it'll be posted on Monday when I get there.
You'll have already had it by you.
Yes.
Lethal.
So it's either I finish first or second. I want Shed Gain to be first.
Yeah.
I want, because he's a nice fucking guy.
At least you'll get to see them now in real life too, because you've only kind of talked to them on the screen. Now you actually get to see them.
Have you not met them yet?
Not in real life, no.
No. See, when you do meet people like that there, even though it's through a screen, it'll be like as if you know the person, you know you've never met them.
Isn't that mad?
You've never met them. Yeah, you see people doing on Call of Duty and all, or like playing the place. And
people meet their waves by playing Xbox fucking online.
I'm intrigued to see what they look like on filter.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah,
you know what
without mean? The fucking all the shit. I know what you mean. What age is he, boys? Do you know?
Nah. Yeah. I'm the fucking who.
You'll know tomorrow anyway.
An hour and 10 minutes, mate. The fight is tomorrow.
It's 7:05 and I raise it half yet.
I didn't have a clue about London. See, now I come back, man, I feel like I know, like, a back of my hand.
See, London, I was actually based in London for a wee bit, so I actually know it a wee bit. So
I hear it.
I get off of Gatwick, go to Clapham Junction.
Yeah, Clapham Junction. Clapham Junction's the wee spot where you can get off, and then you go all the different fucking lanes.
That's what we were saying to Liam. See, when we were out there, because we would have went for a beer and all after our phones all taken off us every day. But when we got our phones back, we would have been out and get off. As soon, where's your closest bar, or where's a good place to us guys? Yeah, see if you go down and get on the lane.
Get on the Victoria Lane and go
see, as soon
here.
As I hear at working on the lane, I just so nervous. Like, I'm not going. I hate it.
The underground.
Elizabeth Lane.
Oh, Elizabeth Lane.
But here, that's right beside TikTok.
Do you ever do it?
We
were right beside it. It's fucking confusion as fuck.
We were
no.
I can't eat anything, I suppose.
But here, it's a full new world under London.
Underground. It's like an old city.
It's the same as Liverpool. It's the same as Liverpool.
All the bars' toilets are all down in the basement.
But I'll tell you one thing, right? When I used to order all the time, I just found it. See, Poppy's. Poppy's. Oh, Jesus Christ. You think KFC's good? Fucking hell.
I've never had
that. We got a Taco Bell.
It's
my first time trying Taco Bell.
It's the fucking best chicken shop you ever made in your life. I thought chicken licking was good. Big shit of chicken licking. I want a fucking free fucking thing.
Do you like chicken? Yeah, the calzones are nice.
My own.
Calzones are nice.
I've never tried. It's chicken licking. There's one in
the falls. I used to call stinking licking.
There's one in Lisburn Road right beside me.
Is there? Aye, close to the eye. That's why.
Once again, I live in Tate's Avenue.
There's one on the falls there. I know Cammy and stuff. But the calzone at the mate is fucking... It's good word, mate. Aye. Do you ever have a calzone?
No.
It's what's kebab and like chicken.
Oh, don't talk about fucking kebab to me.
It's insane.
You want to try a kebab? Why
seen that video? You did not see what I had to do.
Nando's.
Did you see what he done?
No.
Right. So basically, Sam, I call him Sam. The Wolf says, order two kebabs and bounce in the bath with loads of sauce, rubber over in there. Right. So I said no problem. Me like a dick took a screenshot of it, right, and put it up. Sam said, Take that down, right? See on the pizza, no, the delivery driver came. Someone added two extra pizzas to it. Oh, you owe £27. He says, oh, hey lad, 2 seconds. Piss. Man, fuck.
Yeah, there's one of Cavi pissing himself. It's still on my Facebook, I think. He already started pissing himself. I think I'm fucking mad.
But see at the end of the day, right? I balls of steel, right? I'm not blowing my own trumpet. I have balls of steel, right? And seeing doors, I'm not fucking quitting.
Do you live by yourself?
Aye.
So what do you do? Piss yourself and just run straight up the stairs and go west?
No, I fucking didn't run. I went back in and said, so I've done it. Next door, please.
That's fucking mental. People go, oh, you're dirty bastard. But let's not get it, man. It's funny as fuck.
And if you have the balls to
dirty bastard in car, fuck she.
Aye, mate. No, I get it. Like,
no, man.
It's fucking a bit of crack. I get that. I think that's funny. Like, I think that's a set of balls.
So when are you doing your one, man?
I don't mean I'm not doing Thursday. Right? People ask you to shave your eyebrows and all and fucking shave your hair and all. And know what you need to do? You need to get a fucking a kind of phone work, a good camera and go there.
I know.
He rocks a Motorola or something.
My phone is a brick, but it suits me. Aye, here. Burnsy, have you ever boxed?
Aye.
If we're doing our fucking event, we could love to get you on, get you matched up with some cunt.
I'm actually boxing in December in the Wolf Show.
Oh, where's it? Is it over in England?
Over in England, aye.
That'll be good.
I've had a good load of fights, so have I.
Go
on my TikTok. I've had a couple of Twitter fights, though.
Oh, serious? Oh,
see, down the day, what I get. I'm not going to say how much I'm getting paid for this fight.
Yeah.
Right. Here, do you have her, you bald?
I've got fucking her.
Oh, I mean, I've never seen you run that up. And here, there's most people never seen me either. Like, but
I've got her.
I'm the same.
I didn't have her fucking too much. I want to shave it off for her there.
What did you? Did you?
My eyebrows.
The eyebrows take longer to grow back than the fucking hair. Do you know
what? So it took about 3 weeks, and I got them waxed. And I was like, stick me dye on her.
Did you get them dyed?
Oh, the colour back up.
No, not now. They're back normal, knowing, and they're on point.
I'm the same. I mean, I don't think I could do it.
A beard dye?
No, I used to dye my beard before it was that thick. I can grow a decent beard now, but I don't think I could do like the doors. Like, what happens if you were to say no, I'm not doing it? Then do you lose?
Yeah, you lost straight away.
Put it this way, mate.
But what happens? Do you have to? Do you have to make a deal to start?
No, you have to make your scent and enter seller. It's only £100. Right?
Yeah,
but it's put it this way. See when you're fighting, do you want to lose?
No, you don't want to lose. It's like anything, so you're in a competition.
Put it this way, mate. What way to put it? I was saying yes to everything, mate.
Oh, they couldn't get breaky.
Mate, do you know what the next door was? No, what Sam had planned.
What?
For me to get married to someone in Gretna Green.
Would you have done it?
Fucking mate, would have.
Oh, it's a dirt. So get dirt.
Married to someone for what? Just like...
Just get married to someone? Keep a picture?
Jesus Christ,
that'd be a funny one. Like,
that would be a hassle. That would be like,
then you're on the bed by Mrs. Burnsy and it's just a arm around her.
The fuck, I can't give a fuck. I really don't.
So, what was the worst one you had to do? Do you think it's the piss one?
The worst door?
Or it was the kebab? Because what did you say? You had to say something? It was
Tommy
something?
Something little kebab.
But you know what? How the fuck do people think of these doors is when I wonder too. Because they're hard to think of some shit.
He got someone the other day and he dared your email to like something like change your profile photo. They're like a Man United badge or something. I was like, these cons are fucking getting him to piss himself and he's fucking telling them to change your profile picture.
There's a difference here, right?
No, listen,
Nate. So Sam has said, I'm not out of doors. Basically, I'm not out of doors. Because I don't know when the fucking start.
Right?
And see the reason why I don't know when to start? Because I'm representing fucking Belfast, right? And we're made of fucking steel. We built a Titanic and it's fucking sunk. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, what do you think's been the worst?
The worst one? Yeah. Getting fucking put in the middle institution for fucking 4 weeks.
Was that what got you put in them doors?
The doors were fucking door made of flight of Gatwick to fucking go to Glasgow. And then I booked the fucking flight and she says, no, don't be doing it, don't be doing it. I said, fucking bags, I'm away. I'll be a cool. See it then, I'll what you see is what you get. I've no back doors with me.
So while you're like off doing that, you're just on lay so everyone can see you're really doing it then.
Well, life is fucking flying about in the fucking one of them electric fucking things off my fucking head. Not off my head and drove.
I just
on
black. Black. We seen some maniac in one of our bars, some geezer. We were in watching Liverpool and an Arsenal match in the middle of London.
Oh my God, I was actually on the boat on the way home.
When that was on?
Oh, you were just a Celtic match?
Yes,
first?
We must have just missed you, for fuck's sake.
I was actually in Liverpool and I was like, my ma says, get fucking home, James. I says, no. Says, James, if you don't get fucking home, I ain't gonna fucking show you home.
Oh, you had to listen to your ma sometimes. Mum,
I fucking love you.
But here, you don't have to, we don't have to get in if you want to. Seen was last week. It was something to do. What do you call her? She came to your door. Who was it? There was some girl. What, she was. I asked her to come on this podcast before.
You call her Megan?
Megan, I'm Megan.
Well, not saying no last names. This could be anyone. This
could be anyone. What was that about?
So basically, what happened was she called on my door, right? Took a selfie. That's the way to do something. Sorry, mate, I didn't use this sunbed chat, but I will next time.
Yeah, good man. I will next time, mate.
And then she rings me and I say, like, what the fuck? The fuck did you get my address? So, next thing, me being a gentleman, she picks me up. I'm like, do you want to go for something, mate? Right? I'm like, no shit, try bringing her Eddie Rackets. I've cut my cocktails, right? Give her a wee kiss, right?
As you do.
Right? And then she says, keep this fucking secret. Nobody needs, nobody wants, nobody, just keep it fucking secret. What you do on live?
Straight away.
Me and Pergy went out for something neat and had a kiss.
I tell the fucking whole world after you'd say one thing, don't keep it between us, and then just goes and like breaks the fucking trust.
She, don't know what, she had we girl. Deluded. Fucking deluded. But I could be on about any Megan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No one knows.
Yeah, listen, folks, if you want to switch to Patreon, Burnsy's on the Patreon here, and it's more uncensored, so hopefully it's all bounced over. The link's in the bio if you want to jump on it there. Burnsy, anything you want to say before we switch over?
I fuck a haters.
Yeah. Okay, man. Listen, folks, we love and leave you, and apologies for the podcast going out on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
But me and Slice are over the next 6 weeks are having
flat out, man.
Something good's going on behind closed doors here, we just can't say yet. But
you're all gonna love it.
So right, yes, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Not a problem.
And right. God bless all our fans and all the viewers. Yous are legends.
And subscribe, like, share.
She is a prod. Thank you, McCarr.
Yeah,
that's it, brother. Even I know fucking ways.
Legends.
Even I know fucking ways.
Legends.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.